It's Bruce back here with head Maine hockey coach Ben Barr for our weekly chat. What a weekend it was. You had number 8, number 7, Quinnipiac come to town. Two heart-stopping games. I think it's fair to say heart-stopping, and the fans had a great time. Let's start with Friday night. You get a 2-1 victory. You get up 2-0 and hang on and get good goaltending, good defense. What was the key to the second and third period on Friday night?
I thought we got better as the game went on, to be honest. And I thought the third was probably our best period on Friday night. That was the kind of game that we expected that we were going to get. And, fortunately, we were able to get two quick ones there in the first period. And, there's chances both ways. Both goalies played well. And, it was just a really good hockey game. I thought at the end of the game, we didn't really give them much zone time, when they tried to pull their goalie. And I thought we finished the game pretty well on Friday night.
Yeah, and then Saturday was a very different game. It's a game that in the past Maine teams tended to lose. Mm-hmm. I know you would prefer not to give up a 4-1 lead, but the Holt goal to send it to overtime and the Brazil goal to win it showed what you've been saying ever since you've been here, that if the team plays 60 minutes, we can play with anybody. In this case, 65 minutes and 64 minutes and some seconds. What was the best part of that, and what was the most troubling part of what occurred on Saturday night?
Take the score out of it. It never felt... We were up 4-1, and I think we had some chances to maybe make it more than that. Their second goal was us making a poor read and jumping into the offense on a rush that led to a 2-on-1 for them. So... and then they had a kind of a fluky third goal.
Very fluky.
A power play. So it wasn't like we stopped playing. Some hockey, it's funny like that sometimes. You do things well, and all of a sudden they get three quick ones, and, Elbin might have probably won one or two of those back. But it wasn't like, oh, okay, it's 4-1, and our guys stopped playing. So it never felt like, the effort wasn't there, and the... our decision making wasn't great, and more offensively than anything. And then you give power plays to a team like that. It's got a lot of skill. They're going to make you pay, and they did. So they had two power play goals. So I was just at the end of that game, take a penalty with 2 minutes left. Usually that ends the game. We won. It was Nolan Renwick won the draw. Brandon Holt goes down, almost scores shorthanded, comes back in our zone. Josh Nadeau makes a save, on an empty net. And then we go down, draw a penalty, tie it. So, just the resilience and that comes from the guys. That was just, that was really neat to see, that. And if never for 1 second did they not think we were going to come back in that game once we went down. So, exciting way to end the game, obviously.
Well, and I think one of the other things that was really interesting in the game was on the weekend was how good the PK was in general. I mean, they got those two power play goals, but one of them was a little fluky. And there were plenty of chances. But, I mean, there were a lot of penalties called both nights. And you got some power play goals at the end. Do special teams take a little longer in a season to get going than your 5-on-5?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. It's you could probably argue, one where you could probably argue both sides of that argument. So, it probably shouldn't. We need to, continue to figure out the power play. And, I thought the PK when we're aggressive it was really good. And then when we're not aggressive, it ends up in the back of our net all the time. And, we got a lot of work on both those things, so I guess that's a positive. But definitely something that, just like it, 5-on-5, it's the same way. We need to, there's small things that we can make adjustments on and keep getting better. But, I think special teams are such a big part of the game, especially in a weekend where there's more penalties than normal called.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully it's not as big of a part of the game going forward, right. But you just never know.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been really impressed with, I mean, you mentioned that you thought you had this when we talked before the season. You've got four lines. You've got five lines. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got really good players that are not playing all the time. And I know that that's what builds a culture, everybody fighting hard in practice to get into games. You really see it on the ice, and you really feel it in the stands. You never say to yourself, "Oh God, the fourth line's out there." Right? Does it give an extra confidence, do you think, to the defense when they know that it's not all on them? I mean, it seems like the defense this year has been much more aggressive.
Well, I think they're part of having, you know, we have three lines back there and four lines up front. So, you know, our D and, or, you know, if we play, we've been playing seven defensemen and all those players can play. You know, like, you know, Grayson Arnott didn't play on Saturday night. You know, he got injured there on Friday. But, you know, Luke Antanasi didn't play on Friday night. Yeah. You know, those are guys that that are really good players there. Yeah. Jack Dalton came in and did a pretty good job. And, you know, he's a guy that hasn't gotten much ice time. So, I think it's the same up and down our lineup. It just gives, when you know, like, you're not worried about certain guys being on the ice at certain times, you just let the game play. It makes it easier as a coach, and I think it gives the guys confidence knowing that everybody is capable that's on the ice.
Hey, headed down to Northeastern this weekend. I love the way that we're right into Hockey East and we're going now. They are traditionally a tough place to play, always a good team. When you look at Northeastern, what are the biggest challenges? Probably the same with every team in the league, you're going to tell me, but they usually are pretty big up front and the like. From what you've seen this year, are they pretty much a regular Northeastern team?
Yeah, they're a regular Northeastern team. They were out Denver last week and gave them two good games, which is obviously a really hard place to play. They're always very skilled. Their power play is always excellent. They're a team that's very opportunistic. If you make a mistake, it has a chance to go in the back of the net. You know, and their goaltending is outstanding. Always is. And then playing at their rink is always difficult. So it's this will be a really good test. We haven't played a road game yet. Haven't won there in a really long time. Someone told me maybe like 15 games or something like that. So. Hopefully that gives us a little extra motivation. Not that we'll need it, but we're definitely going to have to be even more dialed in than we are playing here.
Well, I really appreciate your time. I thank you for being with us and wish you the best, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Ben.